puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people playing kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anon played in Senayan, Gatot Pocho graduated. It means the graduation is
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto announced that the government is intensifying the implementation of standard operating procedures for the Free Nutritious Program, aiming to achieve zero incidents. Speaking to over 400 global CEOs at the Forbes Global CEOs Conference 2025 in Jakarta on Wednesday evening, October 15, 2025, President Prabowo outlined preventive steps including tightening supervision and SOPs, as well as purchasing and modern equipment for the sterilization of water and the meals container is being used. On the opening day of Trade Expo Indonesia 2025, held Wednesday, October 15, 2025, in Tangerang, Indonesian businesses signed 131 memorandums of understanding worth of 9.99 billion with international buyers. Trade Minister Budi Santosa made the statement on Wednesday, October 15, as quoted by AntaraNews.com. The majority of MOUs were signed for products such as coal, blue energy investment, gold, biodiesel, and furniture, reflecting on strong global demand for Indonesian commodities and manufactured goods. That was news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yang seharusnya milikku kini milikmu. Meski hatiku untuk kamu dan hatimu tetap aku, jangan coba kita tuh bertemu. Takkan sanggup aku bertahan. Ini berlari, mama. coba kita ku bertemu. Takkan sanggup aku bertahan diam, ingin berlari menemukanmu yang pernah ku
legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as compared parrot, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as kempal parrot is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as kempal parrot, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempal as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempal comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Parrot is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempal parrot is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of ice gempal parrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Thank you. Kenapa kita ditakdirkan berjumpa, padahal kita takkan mungkin kesana. Ketujuan sama, bertemu di tengahnya, menunggu yang ku tahu sia-sia. Ku petik bunga mawar warna jingga, hanya semata senyum kau dibuatnya. Tak sadarkan dirinya terluka di akhirnya, mencinta tanpa tahu akibatnya. Di sana kau bahkan tak sesaat pun teringat, kau yang selalu mengingat. Di sana ku bukan yang utama, di sana kau terlihat bahagia. Ku petik bunga mawar warna jingga, hanya semata senyum kau dibuatnya. Tak sadarkan dirinya terluka di akhirnya, mencinta tanpa tahu akibatnya.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galela, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galela because it has been known since ancient times that Galela Village is a fish shelter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as well as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
VOR listeners, recently one of my friends asked me to go to an open trip to Baduy Strap areas. It offers cultures and tracking, and that got me thinking about Baduy tribe. So, because I want to find out more, let's find out more with me. So the Baduy tribe, it's also spelled Baduy with I, is an indigenous ethnic group that inhabits the remote and hilly region of Banten Province, West Java, Indonesia. Unlike many traditional communities that have gradually adopted aspects of modern life, the Baduy tribe remains one of the few that actively rejects modernity in order to preserve its ancestral way of life. They are deeply rooted in ancient Sundanese traditions, prioritizing harmony with nature, spiritual balance, and community self-sufficiency over the convenience of modern infrastructure and technology. So, it's very rare to see in nowadays era. The Baduy people in Indonesia are often recognized for their disciplined cultural isolation, guided by centuries-old customs and oral law. Their physical environment, a lush, forested area around Conakry's village, remains largely untouched due to their belief in ecological balance and spiritual purity. Visitors often remark that entering a Baduy village feels like stepping into a preserved fragment of Indonesia's descent past. I would like to do that because in 2025, how can you step into a preserved fragment other than museums, seeing a lot of, you know, old stuff, historical stuff from back in the days when Indonesia were not the way it were? Of course, to make it feel more alive, there are open trips to places like Baduy. One of the most unique aspects of the Baduy tribe is its internal structure, which divides community into two distinct groups, the inner Baduy and the outer Baduy. Though they share the same ethnic and spiritual roots, the two branches live by a different level of strictness in observing their customary laws. Okay, so it's very, very traditional, and their way of life is different, but still from the same roots. For the Baduy, life is not only dictated by consumerism, modern technology, or external expectations. Instead, it is defined by simplicity, self-sufficiency, and a spiritual connection to nature. Every aspect of their daily nature or routine, from farming practices to food preparation, reflects on a commitment to living in harmony with the land. So a lot of people actually turn into when they want to explore spiritualism in Indonesia, they go to Bali. But I think if you want a more much preserved type of spiritualism, and it is very much, you know, historical because they've been this way for years and years, you can go to Baduy, you know, check out Baduy. I think that's a good place if you want to know about preserve Indonesian culture, fragments of some region in Indonesia that is very well preserved. You can go to Baduy not only to learn about the culture, but of course, hone your spiritualism with Baduy people. But of course, you have to be respectful and you have to obey the law that they have, customs or law, just like what I stated in the first information that I told you. So, of course, VOI, Voice of Indonesia, will be bringing you any information just like this one. And if you want to know more but you cannot wait for me to tell you, check out rri.co.id. It's the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, which delivers the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Oh,
quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Lubang Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Rolong Rolof. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots with over undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloth of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
Not Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atta Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatannya malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin, gitu kan. Kelihatannya ada asap, gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. Where he said, the mountain erupted. At that time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofloh completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was perpetually collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slowly feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. Seven farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted that.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galungan dust, there is volcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Sangat micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant's growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galungan dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galungan rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galungan itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galungan itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik.
Beras galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its product was normal,
sehingga mempunyai harga yang
eruption the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
galunggung rice
beras
which is produced from galunggung border is premium.
Ada sebagian beras dari sini,
so that price of the rice is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here to Sayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Normally,
soaking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Rapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, One pellet plot can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
1 ton, kalau lagi bagus.
Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Nah, itulah riwayat Galunggung. Tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang,
it was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Savlo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Kosolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kosolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kosolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kosolami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kosolami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kosolamis. Kosolami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kosolami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kosolami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kosolami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
View dear listeners, after this, I'll be playing you a song from the band Payung Teduh entitled Resah. Payung Teduh is actually a really famous band from Indonesia, and their genre is indie, and a lot of people know them, including even the elders. Not the elders. I think that's kind of too much and corny. I mean, all people from all age knows their band, and they know Payung Teduh from one of their most favorite song by the Indonesian people. It's Akad, but in contradictive to that, Akad is good, but it's not my favorite song. Because I am the host for this morning session, I'm going to play you my favorite song, which is Resah from Payung Teduh. Enjoy.